Chapter 2. Professor Challenger. On Monday morning, I was at Professor Challenger's house at 9:55 a.m. The professor's wife opened the door for me. "Good morning," I said. "I'm here to talk to Professor Challenger." She was surprised, but she didn't say anything. She took me to a room, and then she left. I saw a man sitting in a chair. This was Professor Challenger. He was smoking a pipe. He had a big head with brown hair, thick eyebrows, and a brown beard. He looked very strong. The professor turned around to look at me.
"So you are the science student, Mr. Edward Malone?"
he asked in a deep voice. I nodded.
"I don't like talking to people," said the professor in an arrogant voice, "especially not to journalists. According to them, they want to tell the truth to the world, but that's not their real intention. They only want to write a good story. A story about a crazy professor could be very interesting, and they could probably get a lot of money for it. It's not important to them if it's true or not."
I was silent. What could I say? The professor suddenly got out of his chair and stood up. I was surprised because he was shorter than I expected. He looked at me with his intelligent eyes and smoked his pipe. Then he said,
"But you're not a journalist. You're a science student. So I'll talk to you. I'll give you 5 minutes. Now, Mr. Malone, in your letter you made a strange request, to clarify my ideas about Darwin's theory. I think it is very simple. Only a stupid man can't understand it. What exactly don't you understand?"
Well, I wasn't sure about the difference between your theory and Darwin's theory, I answered quickly.
"I see," said the professor. "Do you agree evolution is pro sube?"
His words didn't mean anything to me, but I couldn't reveal this fact, so I said,
"Of course." "And pro sube is never pro lacke, right?" asked the professor.
"Right, right," I said again. Professor Challenger smiled. Then, suddenly, there was a furious expression on his face.
"I spoke a lot of rubbish now. You aren't a science student. You're probably a journalist and a liar," he shouted.
It was time to leave, that was sure. I ran to the front door and opened it, with the professor close behind me. I put one foot outside, and he jumped on me. We started to fight in the street. I heard a voice behind us.
"What's going on here?" asked a policeman.
The policeman saw the professor's face and said,
"Oh no, not you again. Are you attacking another journalist?" "Yes," said the angry professor. "I'll throw all these stupid journalists out of my house."
The policeman looked at me.
"Are you all right, sir? Do you want to make a formal complaint?"
"No, no," I said.
"But he was attacking you," said the policeman.
"I'm responsible for that," I said. "Forget about it." Professor Challenger looked at me, surprised. The policeman left us, and I looked at the professor's serious face. Was he still angry? But suddenly he smiled.
"I don't like journalists, but I think you're different, Mr. Malone. Now, let's return to my house. I've got something very interesting to tell you."